to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to episode 121 of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. And for a couple minutes, we'd like to today talk about the matter of true prosperity. True prosperity. Well, it's that time of year at the time that I'm recording this podcast that Thanksgiving is coming up. And with that in mind, some other things are coming up as well. Promotional emails and full-color mailers for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and all kinds of other holiday sales are coming your way. You're probably already getting them if it's that time of year as you're listening to this episode. And so are the urges coming to you to buy more things, a lot more things. But let me encourage you to step back, inhale a nice, slow, deep breath, and don't let the tidal wave of holiday marketing and cultural pressure engulf you in a fit of frenzied spending. Pause instead to consider the following verses from Proverbs. Better yet, I'd recommend that you consider memorizing these verses and meditating on them frequently throughout the holiday season. Perhaps you can hang them on your refrigerator, on a 3x5 card, or you could put them on your cell phone desktop or your computer desktop, or maybe you're the kind of person that likes sticky notes. You could create some sticky notes and put them around the house. Maybe you could put them into your wallet so that every time you take out some money or some cash, go grab your credit card, you see one of these verses there. There's probably a lot of things you can do to keep this truth in front of you. And these verses will indeed help you to navigate the snowstorm of materialism that is inevitably blowing your way. Let me read these verses to you. Proverbs 15:16 says, "Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble." The word "great" there emphasizes the amount of things, the amount of stuff that you have. And so it's saying it is better to have a few things with the fear of the Lord in your heart and enjoying a right relationship with God than to have all kinds of neat stuff, but then to have all the trouble of maintenance and debt and stressed finances and batteries that you need to buy and things breaking and needing to get repaired. Just there's so many things that comes along with so many of the things that we end up accumulating in a season like this. And a verse like Proverbs 15:16 is a great reminder that better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble. So before you go out and buy all kinds of stuff, think carefully about whatever it is that you're getting, whether to give to somebody or to purchase for yourself, and just make sure it's not too much, and make sure that you're not accumulating so much stuff that you're crowding out a real walk with the Lord. Another verse to consider comes immediately after this verse, Proverbs 15:17. That verse says, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred." The idea here is you're going to get a lot more satisfaction, and you're going to sleep a whole lot better at the end of the day when you've had a very, very simple meal with just vegetables. I like to say beans and rice. You just sit down and eat a very simple meal like that. But you do it with an atmosphere of love, a great conversation with people that you love, enjoying the time with one another, with God. But just eating some very simple vegetable food. That is a whole lot better and a whole lot more satisfying than eating a fatted calf, than eating the finest cuts of meat and eating the greatest plates of sushi and purchasing the greatest brands of cheesecake and whatever it is that you really get into food-wise that you're going to go out and spend a mint on, stop and think before you spend the exorbitant amounts of money on food that at the end of the day, you're going to sit down and eat without real love anyway. Focus on the relationships that you have with the people you're eating with and with the God who provides than on the quality of expensive food but not having good relationships. Wow, that's so true, right? Better is a dinner of just simple vegetables where love is than eating the finest cuts of meat with hatred in your heart. Another verse, Proverbs 16:8, says, "Better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice." This verse is similar to Proverbs 15:16. It emphasizes that we need to have a right relationship with God. Now, you hear in the headlines sometimes of all the many great and terrible sins, of all the very many popular and famous and powerful and rich people in the world. It seems like every day there's new stories about accusations of terrible things that these people are doing. And I tell you, they're going to go back to their fancy, fancy houses during the holiday season. They're going to buy expensive gifts and exchange expensive things. And they're going to have a very wealthy holiday season. But I tell you what, they also have a lot of issues. There's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of things going on in their life that got them to that place. And there's just not true enjoyment, no matter how much money they spend, because they've gotten to this place in their life without justice, and they're going to bed with that guilty heart. Better is just a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice, Proverbs 16:8. One more verse like this, Proverbs 17:1 says, "Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife." Wow, what a great verse heading into the holiday season. It's such a more gratifying, satisfying experience to sit down and eat that dry morsel. Is really the idea of crumbs, leftover bread. Just sit down and eating some crumbs. It's just a lot more satisfying and enjoyable to sit down and eat some crumbs. But in an atmosphere of quiet enjoyment of the people that you're sharing those crumbs with. That's so much better than having great parties and get-togethers and gatherings of family and friends, so-called. But in the middle of all the eating and all the drinking and all the quote-unquote good times, there's an underlying sense of dissatisfaction, broken relationships, hatred, anger, jealousy, not getting along, bad memories, failed forgiveness, and bitterness. You can get all the fancy food and exchange all the gifts you want. And you can have all the party supplies that you want, spend all the money on that you want, but it's just not going to be the same. Sometimes we need to consider dialing back all the festivities and focus on the relationships with God and our relationships with one another on just a simple little meal. Well, having looked at these verses, Proverbs 15:16, Proverbs 15:17, Proverbs 16:8, and Proverbs 17:1, what do these verses teach you? They teach us that no matter how many things we buy and receive this holiday season, no matter how much good food you eat, and knowing my wife's cooking, we're going to have some good food. No matter how much money you accumulate and no matter how much feasting you do, there is something that is better than all of these things. It is the fear of the Lord, having a right relationship with God. It is loving God, trusting God, obeying God, being satisfied with Him. Learn to find your satisfaction in God and to cultivate a personal life that is quiet and simple, free from unnecessary stress and turmoil, foster close family relationships more and not so much on buying, giving, and receiving hordes of pricey things. One man, Dwayne Garrett, summarizes these verses in a helpful way in his commentary when he says this: true prosperity is described here in these verses. Contrary to the common understanding, it is not to be found in wealth, possessions, and rich food. The greatest possessions are a pious life, a loving home, and personal integrity. Wow, so true. This is a valuable perspective, I think, that enables you and me to navigate the coming holiday season with wisdom, with thoughtfulness, and with peace. Will you take it to heart?
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.